You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
I just have to say, Matt Harper is here, a local rap rock artist from Northeast Wisconsin. I love it. When we were talking about the halftime show, and there's a comedian from Appleton named John Egan who's very funny, and we were talking about the reaction, and we kind of knew what it would be, and Kendrick kind of knew what it would be.
Oh, yeah.
So the first thing I did was go to Facebook to the usual suspects, and I thought, well, I knew he'd hate it. But Egan in Appleton, he was the first post I said, and his post was just, nobody cares that you didn't like that.
Right.
Oh, it's so great.
Yep, so true.
So, all right, let's talk about, we got some text here too. Jameson from Pennsylvania, I want to hear your take on this. He says, there's two sides to rap rock combo. You have greats like Rage Against the Machine or the Beastie Boys, then the horror that was Limp Bizkit and to a lesser degree Kid Rock.
Yeah, I mean, those bands in that time period, I see both sides of it, right? And I do remember hearing, you know, Limp Bizkit was touring with Metallica back in 2002 or 2003.
Oh, yeah.
And they were getting booed off the stage at some shows.
Really?
And Limp Bizkit is probably my favorite rap metal act of all time. I think they're fantastic. I've seen them in concert a bunch of times. But that old school metal fan base was not as accepting to some of those bands like that in that time. And I definitely get it. I mean, they all sound different to me. They all have their own, you know, their own little niche in the market. And, you know, I like it all, but that's, you know, it's any kind of art form. It's all subjective.
You could sit here and argue for, forever. Brady Zellner checks in on the stream and says, go Matt Harper. He hates farmers.
Yeah.
Big city boy.
I don't hate farmers. I just don't like that farmer. shout out to Brady Zellner from the big city of Luxembourg, Wisconsin. Thanks for tuning in, buddy.
Yeah. Thank you, Brady.
I'm going to play your favorite song in a minute, so I'll pay it back.
I love it. All right. So let's talk about that, Matt. You have a new album available to stream. Tell us about it.
Yeah. So it's a 5-song EP. I've been working on it. We release songs every couple of like 6 to 10 weeks. So they're all out there now. The last one just came out at the end of November that I'll play a little bit earlier or a little bit later. I mean, it's even all of these songs are a little bit different. Some favor the rap side a little bit more. Some are more rock. Some are, you know, pretty heavy. Some are more ballad sounding. So I like to just really, you know, explore all different kinds of music when I'm creating, and I'm fortunate to work with a great team of people that I'm not the most talented instrument player of all time, but I've got a team where I can even do corny things like record melodies on my phone with my microphone and then they can come up with guitar riffs or other things for me. So I love it so much. It's such a great creative outlet, and you know, it's my channeling of all the things we go through in life. So.
Yeah. Does that keep it more interesting for you too, Matt, when you do different things like a ballad here, then more rock or more rap? Like,
yeah.
That gets your own creative juices flowing.
And a lot of the artists I really like, you know, say what you want about a band like Limp Bizkit, but they've been all over the board too, made some, you know, they covered Behind Blue Eyes. They did the Mission Impossible theme song in a metal version.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're all over the board, and that's what I like about them. You listen to their albums, and there'll be one or two songs, like the Significant Other album. They did a collaboration with Wu-Tang Clan that was just a straight-up old-school hip-hop song, but then some of their big hits like Break Stuff and Nookie were on that album that are, you know, more your hard rock, hard metal rap type stuff. And I love that. It's you know, music is such a creative thing, and, you know, not every song I write or start working on comes out. You know, it's kind of like any art form, but it's fun to explore all that different stuff. And, you know, sometimes you just come up with something that you're like, well, that could be something right there.
Let's say you got to a point where you could cover whatever you wanted to or sample.
Yeah.
What would you do? What would you take?
I'm actually thinking right now of a song that I kind of want to cover because it's politically almost coming back around is the Neil Young Rockin' in a Free World.
Oh, wow.
And
nice.
I want to do something with that. There's been a couple covers of that that are a little heavier, but nothing in my space to where I could take that, make it real loud and maybe put my own verse, hip hop verse into that song. So that's one that I'm kicking around, but you know, there's a lot of them that, you know, I could probably come up with, but that's one top of mind for sure.
That's excellent. All right. So you're going to perform something, you got something off your new,
yeah.
Okay.
So this song is called Pretend. It's a emotionally reflective song about when you're in a situation where you've got some tough decisions to make and it's almost paralyzing to an extent where your anxiety and everything can take over and you're almost like can't make any decision even though you know you have to make one. So yeah. It's a deeper song. It's kind of in the middle between my heavier and my softer music. So it's got some good hip hop elements to it. And this song came out, was one of the first ones we released off of this in April of 24.
Sweet. What do you need from us? Are you good?
I'm good.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Matt Harper live in the studio on Nightlight.
Locked in my own mind, it's like a prison cell cage, like a rabid dog, it's personal hell. Yeah, I'm fully messed up from the indecision, paralyzed from these dark times past recognition. I just don't get it, I hear it, I see it, I live it, but I cannot understand the thoughts under this black fitted mind. Races and paces, 1,000 miles a minute, close my eyes, it's just faces and places, and I'm still trapped. I run away every single day. Try to pretend this won't happen to me over again. Lost the words to say, I am not okay. I try to pretend this won't happen to me again and again. All the times I had the opportunity, I let it pass. Now I'm stuck in this room with vivid moments of the past. I know that I can't get it back, but it's all I have. I replay this every day, I'm a wreck. Throw this beer bottle up against the wall. For every single time you didn't return my calls. Look at this, of course this is how it would be. Try and blame you and we both know that it's me. I run away every single day. I try to pretend this won't happen to me over again. Lost the words to say, I am not okay. Try to pretend this won't happen to me again and again. Can we chill with the noise? Yeah, I just need space. Misguided mistakes thrown back in my face. Overwhelmed by this place and I lost all faith. Yeah, I did it to myself. It's the bed that I made. There's a butcher with a smile, my heart on the cutting board. I've been living in denial. I could not take this anymore. Weight on my mind so heavy, collapse me. Stuck in one place so long, life passed me. So I try to build focus even when it seems hopeless. And I know this, you should quote it, yeah, I own it. I built these walls around me, then complain that I'm isolated, knowing full well this is something I created. So for months, I stay faded and jaded and hope to go away. Trust, I betrayed it, became hated, myself to blame, drowning in confliction and distance. Well, in my mind, I see this image, but real life, everything is so different.
Am I really living?
I run away every single day. Try to pretend this won't happen to me over again. Lost the words to say, I am not okay. I try to pretend this won't happen to me again and again.
It's awesome, dude.
Yeah, thanks, man. There's Pretend.
Wow, there is like, it's called Pretend?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so go to, where can people, if they want to own that song or listen to it over and over, where would they find it?
Yeah, if you want to own it, Apple Music, any major streaming platform, so Spotify, Pandora, YouTube Music, any of them, it's distributed through all of them, so it's everywhere.
You have a great, the composition's great. Who's behind you on that?
So there's a couple of guys that I worked on that with. One is Miko Marhal from Ghost Mob Entertainment, Milwaukee. Matt Browning did the drums and the guitar on that. And then the recording, mixing, and mastering was all done by Dave Patella at Source Track Studios in Appleton.
That sounds great, dude. Okay, so you can get the album. Where can people see you live, Matt? Do you
that's
perform?
That's what we're working on now. Okay. So we had to get, this was the big one to check off. I got to have material to perform live.
Sure.
So we got that. I'm working on some new songs. I'll probably mix some fun covers in there. Just, you know, it's always hard as a original artist when you're relatively unknown to keep a crowd's interest for a whole half hour or 45 minute set that you're doing if they don't know the words to any of your songs. So
okay.
I've always mixed some covers in all my live performances. So we're working on a couple opportunities this summer, one potentially at Stage One on Broadway here in Green Bay, and another one at Under the Tracks on Broadway. So we're going to start some smaller venues and maybe pull some guys together from the Milwaukee area and maybe a heavier band and have a set where we have a, you know, a straight up rapper, maybe a heavy metal group, and then myself. So I'm looking forward to that.
You got to keep us posted. And
yeah,
we'll
I definitely
see if
will.
We can... Okay, when you're writing something like you, my guest, by the way, is Matt Harper, and you just heard him perform Pretend. Check him out. You can follow him. He's very active on social media. Again, where can they get the album?
Spotify.
Okay.
Apple Music, Pandora, any of the streaming platforms.
We just heard Pretend. It was fantastic. When you come up with a song like that, Matt, what are you writing first? Lyrics? When do you decide it's more rap or rock or a different genre? Do the lyrics come first or the music?
A lot of times I get a melody and a chorus is always comes first for me. So I like to try to make music a little bit catchier and have a good melody with the lyrics. So I'll just, you know, it's weird how this works for probably every musician, but I'll just kind of have a, this is the melody I want to sing these words in, and I'll kind of build out the chorus. I play a little bit of guitar, so I'll send ideas to better guitar players of, hey, this is what I'm thinking. How do you spice yeah. this up for me? And then I kind of work backwards into the verses. And like a song like that, when I came up with that chorus, it was just like, I have so much I want to say and get off my chest on this song that I almost need the rap where I have more words per minute during the verses than if I'm singing a verse. So okay. that's kind of how that worked. And, you know, again, Matt Browning, who did the drums, kind of came in with some of the more hip hop sounding drums and parts of it. And I'm like, oh yeah, this is going to have rap verses and a rock chorus for sure.
That's excellent. Morgan checked in again. He says, whoa, go big brother.
Oh yeah. It's my sister. Shout out to Morgan.
Oh, Brady. I'm sorry. Brady also said, hell yeah. Sounds good. Okay. That's the one I was getting confused. And then Morgan's your sister. Oh, that's
yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
Is she musical?
Yeah, she actually took some music classes in college. She knows more okay. about music than I do, probably.
Who did you listen to? Like, who are your influences in terms of finding your genre? Like you said, you listened to Limp Bizkit
yep.
and you had rock people, and you said you started when you first started, you did more rap.
Yep.
Who did you listen to growing up?
When I started growing up, I actually remember one of the first cassette tapes I ever had was Gangster's Paradise by Coolio.
Oh yeah.
And I remember going to like ride my bike to the mall to the Sam Goody to buy that on cassette. And I remember
awesome.
I wanted it on CD, but they were sold out of the CDs, but they still had some on cassette. So I started listening to that, but then of course, you know, you listen to the music your parents like, and
yeah.
A lot of classic rock and things like that. And I remember the day that I saw the first Limp Bizkit music video, probably 1998 on TRL on MTV, and they fused those two together so good. You know, you had Run DMC and Aerosmith did it. You had Beastie Boys.
Oh, yeah.
And all that stuff sounded cool, but they did it. It was so modern. It was so fresh. They had a DJ in a metal band, and it's like just blew your mind. Like, what is this right now? So those were a huge influence of mine. But my music range is so broad. You know, I like everything from, you know, Hank Williams Sr. to Bruce Hornsby in the Range to Metallica to Kendrick Lamar. I mean,
yeah.
I like all of it. And I like taking different parts of their music and incorporating them into mine. I saw one of the coolest TikToks the other day. It was Dave Grohl was talking to Pharrell Williams, and he said, everybody wants to make a big deal about how I'm the greatest drummer of all time or one of them. And he's like, I stole so much of the Nevermind album from the Gap Band. He's like, all that.
Oh, wow.
You hear? He's like, that's all disco.
I love
you know?
The Gap Band yeah. when I was in high school. Oh, that's so
yep.
great. So I love that he can admit that too.
Yep.
That's yeah. so great.
It's pretty cool.
You know who I'd like to see you cover?
Who's that?
Manilow.
Who?
Think about it, Matt.
Barry
Manilow.
All right.
Matt
okay.
Harper is hanging out with us here in the studio at Nightlight. We'll be right back. He'll help us close down the show, and maybe we'll hear a little more of Matt's work after
yeah.
the break.
Here we go.
Stick with us. It's Peach Wabba at Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A different face, so and so, and it's cool.
listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey, this is John Grise, also Uncle Rico, and you're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Gonna be some sweet sounds coming down.
Tomorrow on Nightlight, Chicago-based stand-up comic Jim Flanagan is on the show at 6:35. Very excited to have Jim on the show. I've heard really amazing stuff about him. He's absolutely hilarious. Make sure you join us for that. And then at 7:20 tomorrow night, veterans advocate and founder of the Arizona Warriors, Jason Moon, joins the show. Another, you know who introduced us to Jason Moon, Conrad?
The guy behind the guy?
The guy behind the guy. He's almost behind the other guy now.
The guy behind the guy behind the guy.
He's behind so many guys. I don't even know if I remember his actual name. But I was at Pottawatomie over the weekend with my son and my wife. Do you know you can't play blackjack for less than $25 a hand? And my son Joe's like, well, I'll do three hands. I'll cleaned out in like 30 seconds. He's like, oh, what the?
Inflation's even hitting the tables,
yeah,
I guess.
Exactly. That's the voice of Matt Harper. We got a few more minutes with Matt here. Matt is a local rap rock artist here in Northeast Wisconsin. You can check out his new album on Spotify, and he will be playing live soon. We'll have more information on that. You got to keep us posted on that. But
for sure.
You have something else you can play for us here.
Yeah, so this is actually the last song. We'll play a little clip of it because I want everybody to go to your favorite streaming platform so we get the stats up.
And they're swearing.
Yeah.
I love.
Yeah, so we can play the first minute and five, and then, you know, after that, you'll have to go listen to it on your own.
R-rated.
This song is called High Octane, and it's actually about, you know, motorcycle culture, blue collar work, getting off work on a Friday, blowing off steam. It's the heaviest, loudest song. So maybe some of your listeners are going to get Kendrick Lamar'd by me right now. That what is this noise I'm listening to? But this was probably the most fun I had making any song. Really stepped out of my comfort zone and in the heaviness of it. But it was a blast, and it again has some of the rap element and some of the metal element, and I think it fused together pretty well.
And what's it called?
It's called High Octane.
High Octane. All right, let's hear it, Conrad.
Yo, I got a chip on my shoulder, that's right. I got that blue on my collar, that's life. Work hard for a dollar late night, so when I pull up, we ain't stopping at no red light. Middle class from nothing, yo, I need to make something, or I gotta take something. I need substance, I love it. Burning gasoline on my 114, so mean, all black, everything. Johnny Cash, never change. High octane is running through my veins. This machine is faster than death. Full speed, nothing less.
Yeah, that's so more headbanging.
That's a headbanger.
Yeah.
And yeah, like I said, it's the most fun I ever had making a song in my whole life.
Really?
So, yeah, it was a blast doing that.
So, all right, so that was like a teaser.
Yeah.
People should go to Spotify and download the rest of it.
Do that, for
all
sure.
All right, High Octane. And check out Pretend, too. That was a great song, too.
Yeah, there's five of them, like I said, out there, all a little bit different. That's for sure the heaviest one. But yeah, that song is my favorite. And we had some really good success with some. I have a song called Burn It that I actually played the last time I was here. I performed live.
Okay.
That one about a month ago just went over 80,000 streams on Spotify.
Nice, dude.
So I'm really proud of that. I hope it hits 100, but I had to post about it at 80 because it was just too big of a deal not to talk about.
That's so cool, man.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Are you okay? So when you play around here or in Northeast Wisconsin, I wouldn't say rap is number one around here. Maybe even not even heavy metal anymore. When I was growing up, when I moved here in junior high, everything was hard rock or classic rock.
And it had a great punk scene here for a long time,
That's
too,
what I
Green
hear.
Bay.
Yeah.
Yep.
So do you have people that, like, what's the reception typically? And are there places where you're more well-received than others in the area?
Yeah, there's definitely some metal and hard rock-friendly venues here. Stage One has done a few. When it was still Keggers, they did a lot of rock shows there. But the old Gasoline that's now between the tracks is a great metal venue.
And I love every word you just said. The old Gasoline between the tracks. That sounds so awesome.
Yeah, that venue's been super supportive. So you got to kind of find your area. And honestly, when we do our shows, we're going to kind of pander to our demographic, if you will, and put a good card together of bands that, you know, complement each other's style.
Yeah.
I think our local music scene is great with all the cover bands we have. I mean, you look at a band like, you know, obviously Dennis Peters, who's around the station quite a bit with Glam Band. I mean, they do numbers. Like, they draw crowds bigger than national touring bands around here.
How about that? I've heard of them, yeah.
It's crazy impressive. But what I'd like to see us continue to do in Green Bay and Northeast Wisconsin is to cultivate that original music. And there's a festival I love, the Shipyard Festival here. All the bars on Broadway in the fall do. That's all original music at all the different bars. And it's like every 15 minutes, there's a different band at a different bar. And that's incredible. And I hope we continue to foster that. I mean, I have to give you, you know, a lot of thanks for giving artists like me a platform. I know you have people from, you know, famous movie stars to, you know, lowly local construction workers like me on this show. So
introduce me to more of your friends, dude. I'd love to have them on.
Absolutely will. And I just appreciate you and all you do for, you know, all of us up and comers.
I couldn't do this without guests like you. So thank you, buddy. Keep up the great work and let us know anytime you have something new, Matt.
Absolutely will do.
Excellent having you in the studio.
Thanks again for having me.
Welcome back. So weird not hearing the news there. We have we are live on the stream. Hopefully you're joining us, folks. We have a great guest on right now. Jason Moon is joining us. He is the founder of Warrior Songs. He is a veterans advocate and a veteran himself who helps other veterans heal from PTSD through music. Jason, it's so great to have you on the show. Can you talk a little bit about your connection to music? And I assume it predates your military service, or maybe not. Is it something you found after?
No, I grew up singing songs around the campfire and singing out at the bonfire parties we'd have up there in Eagle River. And, you know,
nice.
Went to the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh and started playing and got involved in the folk acoustic scene around there. So by the time I went to Iraq, I was already a professional musician and I put shows on over there. And it wasn't until I got home and started dealing with all the negative symptoms and emotions that I found it really hard to write. I found it really hard to perform, to go out and be on stage. And so I kind of let it take a back seat until I finally, 5 years after coming home, started writing the songs for Trying to Find My Way Home. And that kind of rekindled that love of it.
So you just said this fellow soldier heard the song Trying to Find My Way Home. That's the song or the album or both?
It's both. It's the album with the song on it.
Okay. Yeah. When did you write that song? Was that pre-service or was that when you got back as a way to help you heal?
I actually started it in Iraq, just kind of the chorus. As I had gotten back from leave, I realized how strange and how changed I was by this experience to come home for 2 weeks and be around normal civilians and then get thrown back into a war zone was kind of a shock. Jeez. And then it wasn't till I got home that I just kind of finished it. And it was the only song I had finished for 5 years as I struggled through all those symptoms. And I didn't really play it anywhere. And then it just started to get shared, got in a documentary and got used by a a nonprofit called Soldier's Heart in a documentary called On the Bridge. And that's when it kind of blew up with all these. I thought I was alone. I thought I was the only one who came from Iraq and felt like this. And after the music got out there, then I started just getting inundated with phone calls and you know, requests to speak and perform. And turned out I'm not the only one.
That is
incredible. That's the pop.
Yeah, that's incredible. I mean, the beauty and the power of art, that's really amazing. And I applaud you for that. Let's hear this song. It's such a good tune. I want to thank you for sharing with us earlier. We cut it and we're going to play it for everybody right now. This is the song Trying to Find My Way Home, written by Jason Moon. He's my guest right now. Here's the song, and then we'll talk a little bit more about Warrior Songs.
How do they expect a man to do the things that I have, come back and be the same? The things I've done that I regret, the things I've seen I won't forget, for this life and so many more. And I'm trying to find my way home. The child inside me is long dead and gone, somewhere between lost and alone, trying to find my way home. And I've seen another side, another slice of the pie that didn't seem too fair to me. People who did not deserve the sufferings that they incurred. Freedom ought to be free. I'm trying to find my way home. The child inside me is long dead and gone, somewhere between lost and alone. I'm trying to find my way home. Whether we lose or win, I'm so sick and tired of the spin. Don't think I can take any more. Truth must stay in disguise, hidden beneath all the lies. What were we fighting for? And I'm trying to find my way home. The child inside me is long dead and gone, somewhere between lost and alone. I'm trying to find my way home. Looking to the eyes of my child and tell him my dad has to go. And after daddy's went away, he's come back and he ain't the same as the man that you used to know. And I'm trying to find my way home. The child inside me is long dead and gone, somewhere between lost and alone. Trying to find my way home. Sitting here with time to kill, staring out my windowsill, trying so hard to forget. Time I may forgive myself, but history repeats itself and burdens my soul with regrets. I'm trying to find my way home. Child inside me, long dead and gone, between, lost and alone, trying to find my way home. Lately it's occurred to me, it's hard to fight an enemy who lives inside of your head. Spend my life in between the sleepless nights and the bad dreams. Think I might rather be dead. But I'm trying to find my way home. Child inside me, long dead and gone. Somewhere between lost and alone, trying to find my way home. How do they expect a man to see the things that I have come back and be the same?
Wow. Beautiful. Just a beautiful song, Jason. That was Trying to Find My Way Home by my guest, Jason Moon, who is the founder of Warrior Songs. And his purpose is to help veterans heal from PTSD through music and song. Where can people find out more information about everything you're doing, Jason? This stuff, I'm sure it's a nonprofit, but it doesn't pay for itself. How do you get funded? Can people help? And how would they find out more information?
We're always excited to receive donations. Warriorsongs.org, warriorsongs, plural.org. But all of our music is free to download, and we'll send it to any veteran free of charge. We've distributed over 80,000 copies of CDs free of charge since 2011 and prevented 34 suicides through that action. So they're welcome to come see what we're doing, find out about the Warrior Songs volumes we're creating now with other veterans, sharing their stories and having them turn into songs, and find out all about my tour of Wisconsin coming up and maybe make a donation.
Let's talk about that. That's pretty exciting. You've got Wisconsin, Illinois, and Michigan, and a benefit concert in Milwaukee at Lineman's. Tell us where people can get more information on that, tickets, and are you excited to get back to the Midwest in the warmer months?
I am always excited to come back to Wisconsin in the warmer months. It's 120 degrees down here, and so I get 3 weeks. I come to Wisconsin. I see all my old friends, play all my favorite places, and all the money goes to support Warrior Songs. You can find out more about that at either my personal webpage, jasonmoon.org, or the Warrior Songs page, warriorsongs.org. I imagine the list is too long to read right now, but I'm all over the place and I'm excited.
That's great. What was it like growing up in Eagle River? When I was a kid in Chicago, we used to go up to Three Lakes. My grandparents had a place there in Eagle River. That's where we went to the movies and where we would shop. And I just have this affection. I just feel warm all over when I think of Three Lakes and Eagle River and that awesome little movie theater in downtown Eagle River.
It was, I knew the people that owned that movie theater.
Vilas.
It was a weird experience because in the winter there were 1200 people and you could literally take a nap in the center of Main Street, from 1 a.m. till 5 a.m. and no one would know you were there. And then in the summer, there was, 50,000, 100,000 tourists, mostly from the Chicagoland area or down there, the cabins up there. And so it would turn into this booming, exciting, all kinds of new and fun people to meet, and then turn into this absolute podunk, boring, hockey town all winter. So I couldn't wait to get out of there. But like most young people, you don't know what you got till it's gone. And now I love to go up there and hike all the trails. I used to party up.
That's great. You've got a couple award-winning albums, Women at War and The Last Thing We Ever Do. Where can people find those? And how cool is that?
Yeah, those are also available free of charge to listen to and or download, or we'll send you a copy at warriorsongs.org. I was touring around with my music, trying to find my home, helping these other veterans. And this woman, she said something to me that changed my life. She, in 2012, she had been raped in the Navy, and she took me aside and said, Jason, I think if someone could help me take my trauma, turn it into a song the way you did on Trying to Find My Way Home with your PTSD, I think I would have a healing like you did. And that was when I was like, oh my goodness, that's brilliant. Who's doing that? So I reached around to my community of musicians and I created If You Have to Ask, Warrior Songs Volume 1. It's like 14 songs, 46 veterans, a bunch of artists. And that turned out very white and very male. And I got a lot of criticism for that. And I do what I always do when I get valid criticism. I went ahead and created the first ever in the history of modern music, Women Veterans, Women at War. Women veteran stories turn into songs. And that one won the Wisconsin Area Music Award Album of the Year in 2019, I believe.
Nice.
And we just released The Last Thing We Ever Do, which was Vietnam Era Veterans. And we're currently in just about in post-production of BIPOC Veterans, Black Indigenous People of Color. Then we're going on to Collateral Damage, which just began. That's Family and Support. How does this war affect brothers, sisters, uncles, mothers, wives, kids, husbands, you know, everyone else. And then we have Native and Indigenous Voices. And that's as far as we have scheduled and budgeted. But it's supposed to be a 10-volume set that'll include every conceivable type of veteran and story in some facet. That's the hope. The most eclectic collection of veteran stories transformed to songs ever created.
That is ambitious and very impressive. We have to do a quick break in about 1 minute, but is part of your program teaching veterans how to play instruments or sing or themselves get involved in the music, or is it mostly just for them to listen to?
No, there's a great organization from Milwaukee, actually, Guitars for Vets, that does the teaching to play. We are primarily about a truth-telling and getting this traumatic experience transformed into something positive, letting it live outside the veteran and letting it get to other veterans who have similar experiences, and specifically the stories that aren't being told.
Yeah.
The ones that aren't being, you know, featured on modern cinema or, you know, right. The ones we don't hear about.
We'll have a few more minutes with Jason Moon. This has been fun, Jason, getting to know you, and I love the work you're doing. So we'll talk about it for a few more minutes after a very short break. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. It's always fun when we're only on the stream and we lose the radio to a political event and Conrad has to play DJ, and that was a hell of a fade, buddy, by the way.
I didn't mean to click it, and I was like, well, too late now.
We are in the final lap here for Nightlight here on this Tuesday night. My guest is Jason Moon. Check out his work at jasonmoon.org or go to warriorsongs.org and find out more information about what he's doing. He is a veteran and a veterans advocate and founded the program. Is it Warriors? It's Warrior Songs, but you have another one, the Warrior Project.
So yeah, I just founded a new organization, co-founded a new organization called Arizona Warriors Assembly. And this organization is about getting veterans to vetted, safe overseas therapies that use sacred psychedelic medications and indigenous wisdom for healing.
Oh, wow.
So it's not legal here in the United States yet, ayahuasca, peyote, psilocybin mushrooms, bufo, but veterans are having amazing results. And so
no kidding. Wow.
Created an organization to make it safe, make it vetted, and, you know, make it easy for veterans to get there and for donors to donate. So we take veterans to Colombia and to Mexico and hopefully soon Brazil.
I just want to say everything we've talked about in the last half hour, Jason, and all the things you're doing have made me feel really terrible about my own life. So congrats for that.
Who are you? Feel bad.
I'm just teasing. Who are your influences, Jason, musically? Like when you grew up, who did you listen to? Who do you listen to now? And who kind of inspires you musically?
My two biggest influences growing up were Bob Dylan and John Prine, that everybody would know. Yeah. And then on a smaller scale, people I actually got to meet and work with, a songwriter named Jason Eklund and a Milwaukee legend, Little Rev, ukulele player extraordinaire. He was kind of a big influence. He got me turned on to traditional blues and bluegrass and, you know, the Carter family and Americana music. And nowadays I listen to a lot of John Hiatt, a lot of Lyle Lovett. I like a lot of Greg Brown. I love the songwriters, old raspy dudes who can barely sing.
Yeah.
Pouring their heart out. That's my jam. And just Americana music. I'll never turn off Bruce Springsteen, especially if it's acoustic.
Yeah.
That's kind of my stuff.
Speaking of Springsteen, who's probably my all-time favorite, did you hear the Devils and Dust album?
I can't recall. Can you name a song?
Black Cowboys, Maria's Bed. Jason, I would love to hear what your take is on the album, because he sings about veterans and being sent off to war, and it's very much acoustic. It reminded me a little bit of Nebraska. So something you might want to check out.
If it sounds like Nebraska, I'm going to check it out.
So great.
That's the one that turned me on to Bruce. I was like, wow, to make a demo and have your band tell you, nope, don't touch it.
Right.
What was the name of that again? I'm going to write it down.
Devils and Dust.
Devils and Dust.
I would love to hear what you think about it if you give it a listen. Did you see A Complete Unknown, speaking of Bob Dylan?
I haven't yet. I know that it's not all true, and I'm well learned about his truth life. So I don't know. I had a lot of friends who were disappointed by the Johnny Cash biopic, who were huge fans. So I'm waiting.
Okay.
I'm waiting.
Well, I'm a huge John Prine fan as well. He was, I think, the first COVID death I heard of, and that literally broke my heart, because he's such a great songwriter, and I could lose myself in his music for hours. When you're in Wisconsin, please let us know. If you tour around and get up this way, I would love to have you in the studio to perform if that's something that would interest you. And my last question for you, are you binge watching anything on TV that you could recommend?
God, I don't really binge watch shows, but I do on occasion have some guilty pleasures. So there's a Netflix one called Warrior.
Okay.
It's about some Chinese American gang fighting in the 1800s.
Oh, yeah. Did that start then, on HBO?
I think.
Yeah. Some great fight scenes in that.
Yeah, I like the kung fu and the old-timey stuff. And then I've been watching Jack Reacher as it comes out.
Yeah.
I still have an affection for those kind of Rambo-type figures, even though I know it's not real. It's still fun to watch, just to junk on. So that's kind of, those are my binges.
The third season of Reacher, I think, drops in 2 days, and somehow they found a guy bigger than Reacher to be the bad guy. So that'll be interesting. And then if you like those kind of movies, I would recommend a film called Rebel Ridge. I don't know if you saw that. It's on Netflix, about a veteran trying to get his cousin out of prison. A really good film, like a smarter Rambo. I would recommend that as well.
I would definitely watch it. I like those man against world, just as a fantasy, but it definitely feels like that sometimes.
Good escapism. But what you're doing is very real. And I thank you for your time tonight. I wish you luck. Keep up the great work. And thank you for your service, buddy. Let's do this again sometime.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I really appreciate you having me. And please check out warriorsongs.org to listen to this music.
Absolutely.
Have a good one, everybody.
You too. Thanks, Jason. Warriorsongs.org and jasonmoon.org. Check it out. It'll tell you all the things you need to know about Jason and some of the great work he's doing with Warrior Songs. Thank you also to Jim Flanagan. Thank you for all your texts from John Hughes. Man, we got some great texts tonight. We'll be back tomorrow night to do it all again, ladies and gentlemen. And I hope you'll join me. It'll be Wednesday. It won't be Fuse Day, Conrad.
What are you calling Wednesday?
I don't know. We'll have to think of some okay, lighting it up type of thing, right?
Sounds good.
All right, we'll do that. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, I am Peach Wava. This is Nightlight. Good night, Wisconsin. Yeah.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.